10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Yes.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. I'm Natalie Van Gundy. The Downtown Memphis Commission Design Review Board on Wednesday approved design plans for apartments and townhomes at the Cooper Project in Cooper Young. Dima Amrose says the 275-unit multifamily project is part of the nearly $140 million mixed-use development by Carlisle Development Company.
The $96 million residential portion of the Cooper will include townhomes and a 350,000-square-foot apartment building. The L-shaped building will feature a two-story parking podium with four stories of residential space above, as well as a fitness center, bike storage, pool, courtyard, and clubhouse. The average apartment unit size will be 825 square feet, according to the plans. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Dima Amro.
St. Mary's Episcopal School has cut the ribbon on its new library, named after late teacher Eliza Fletcher. Laura Testino says Liza's library, which features a reading tree inspired by Fletcher's classroom and a cozy book nook, is part of St. Mary's $10 million renovation.
Several donors supporting the renovations at the private school for girls gave in memory of Fletcher, who was killed 3 years ago after being kidnapped during a morning run. At Liza's library, her legacy is, quote, confidence, curiosity, and joy, reads an inscription by the reading tree. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Thank you.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Hey.
You take myself. What makes you a nervous wreck?
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 What up, gang? What up, gang? What up, gang? What up, gang? What up, twin? Yeah. Man, we had a blast. We had a ball out there this past weekend out there. It was Labor Day, but it was 9-on-1 day, too. Kicked it with Larry Heard on Sunday, House in the Mid-South. Shout out Shango, all the Good Life DJs. Friday night, you can check them out. Then we kicked it with, y'all saw it, Project Pat Tennessee, Mass Choir, Hannah Atlanta out there, Elena, Project Pat, Moneybag, Yo, Eddie Valero, South Memphis Hype Man, Breeze Nim, Tyke T Nim, Sensational Barnes, Brunners Dim. Stax Music Academy, Central High School Band. I mean, a whole lot of stars, future stars, present stars, stars of the past, Memphis stars, man. Stan Bell, Mike T, Tracy Bethe, Big Sue, DJ Alpha Whiskey, a whole lot of love out there, man, on Beale Street. Collage, Dance, Orpheum Theater Group, a whole lot of family out there on Beale Street, man, Memphis. What better place? What better time than Memphis, Tennessee? WYX on 81.7 FM. Memphis, 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 Memphis. Number Memphis.
Wish I could say it breaks my heart like you did in the beginning. Sun comes up, you're still clinging to me.
That was brand new music from the boys out of Akron, Ohio, the Black Keys, the Black Keys, the Black Keys. They kicked it with us last year at Raised by Sound Fest. That's coming up again in December. You can go and get more info. We just dropped that lineup. I know that people are excited about that lineup. Go check us out. Yeah, make sure you mark the date and get that calendar right. Get your homeboys, your homegirls, your home days, and come on to Crosstown. Kick it with us. Yeah. Coming in December, baby. We got some friends in the studio. Old friends, new friends. I don't mean, old friend sounds rude. Lifelong friend.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Emma Meskovich, also known as Good Egg.
And I'm Haley Greenwell, or Scream Cheese.
Scream Cheese, I like that. And Good Egg, I like that too.
Egg and cheese.
Egg and cheese. Ah! My mind has been blown.
Start
all right.
Your morning right. Let's
okay.
go.
And yeah, so tell the people why you're here, what we're talking about. Because this is a topic that has bewildered and fascinated me since my young days watching the TBS Superstation. After wrestling will go off, I'll be like, what is going on with this here? I don't know how to follow it. I don't know, but I've always wanted to see it in person. I think y'all have converted me just now to go and see it in person.
I love hearing you talk about wrestling, because actually that's what we're here to promote, is a wrestling plus roller derby event next weekend. We're going to have our home teams, the Memphis Minions versus the Ghost River Ghouls of Memphis Roller Derby, playing in the home championship game. And preceding that game at 5 p.m., at 3 p.m., we will have a 901 wrestling championship match between Brandon White and Kevin Bliss. So we're really excited about it.
We're super excited. So just heads up, roller derby these days is not what you were watching on TV.
That's good to know.
There will be no flips. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No kicks, but a lot of action.
Yes, we will be booty bumping each other.
All
for
right.
sure.
I can get into that. A little peach pop.
Exactly.
There you go. So how did you get involved with derby? Because there's a long legacy of wrestling and derby in Memphis.
Yeah, right. My friend kept posting on her Instagram about skate school. And I wanted to learn how to skate. And I didn't really know how to skate on quads. And so I thought it was a great opportunity to try a new hobby. And at the end of the 8-week skate school period, I just didn't want to stop. I got obsessed and started playing for Memphis Roller Derby. And this has been my best friend, Good Egg, for 10 years now, 11 years.
I thought you were about to say this bit.
this girl, yeah. She's been my bestie for over 10 years now. And
basically, Cheese was just always at Derby. So I said, hey, how do we hang out? I guess I'll try.
Oh, well, you gotta, yeah. Since you can't make time, I guess I'll pull up.
But honestly,
I'll roll up.
Join the cult. Let's go.
I did skate school as well and kind of fell back in love with skating and then realized that it's quite fun to hit your friends.
Okay, I dig that. You know, I was kind of expecting y'all to maybe, you know, have some skates roll up in here. You know, I mean, this is not ideal, but I wanted the full visual. So I'm not totally disappointed.
JB, we got you. I'm sorry I disappointed this time, but I will not do it again. I will be skating next time you see me.
I'm pretty tight with security. We can make a lot of things happen in this lobby here at the concourse.
let's go.
What's the most sore after a good derby sesh? What do y'all feel? Where do you feel it at? Your quads? Is it the peach? What gets banged up the most?
Yes.
All the things.
No, but we often have bruises right around our thighs, our hips, our bottoms, and our shoulders. We hold each other on our team. So you'll have lots of little pinch spots. I can't
call them derby kisses.
Derby kisses.
I can dig it. Yeah. So how for a layman like myself. I mean, how do we follow this sport? I mean, how's it scored? I mean, this is literally ground zero for me.
Yeah.
Help me out. Is there a concise way?
Yes.
For those who are grooving to the music right now, they can dance and they can learn a little bit.
Let's do our best. So on each team, you have 5 skaters, okay? And 4 of those skaters are called blockers. And 1 skater is the jammer. The jammer wears the star on their head.
Okay, so this is starting to feel a lot like Quidditch. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot like Quidditch. Yeah, queer like Quidditch. But we've got the jammer with the star on their head. Their goal is to pass the blockers. And the blocker's goal is obviously to block that jammer. And so the jammer is the point scorer, so the one with the star on their head. So every person that they pass the hips of that blocker, they get their point. So I pass Egg's hips, I get Egg's point. And so you want to keep going and scoring as many laps as you can to get as many points. And both Egg and I play as blockers, so our job is to use our bodies to block that jammer from scoring any points.
Well, is there room for growth in this league? Can people come out and learn about skating and skate school? Or do you think that maybe, let's start out as fans first. You know what I mean? A lot of people are like, oh man, let me jump right in. I want a DJ with you. I'm like, let's slide on back for a little bit. You know, let's go to a few parties and hang out. Then we're gonna figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, so I think I'm on the right page now.
You are.
How do people get involved with the sport?
Yes, definitely come be a fan and get involved with our league. There's other ways to help out, whether you want to like volunteer or just come show up and cheer for your favorite home team,
yeah.
AKA the Ghost River Ghouls, right?
Let's go.
Because that's who we are. And then from there, if you want to get involved with learning how to skate, that's your next step. Mm. So you can just come learn how to skate and you don't have to go to the next level of like knocking people down, but you can. And then you can go on this home level like we have next Saturday, where we're playing us against us.
Yeah.
And then if you want to really challenge yourself, we have travel games where we go out of town, play other teams. We have an A team, we have a B team,
right.
And we're constantly growing, so come through.
Expansion.
Yeah, and we're actually like music themed as the city of Memphis, so we're the A tracks and the B sides.
Oh.
And our logo is like a little record with a skate on it, it's a wheel. So yeah, we're very much about Memphis. We want to grow our league. We have a lot of diversity in our league of ages, races, sizes, genders. So everybody is welcome, and we would love to see more people out. Definitely follow us on Instagram at Memphis Roller Derby, and also we're on Facebook. And we're actually having a skate school right now, so we have a great group of skaters learning mm-hmm. how to skate right now. And eventually they will, if they choose to, join our league.
Well, it's beautiful. I've learned, I've grown, and you've gained a fan and a friend of me, JB.
Now I gotta get you on skates.
Well, I would love it. I'd love to play some music. Maybe get a little roller boogie.
Let's do it.
A little after party. When y'all are icing down all the peaches and the bags and the derby kisses.
Listen, we need a DJ next Saturday.
Ooh, we'll talk about that off air. All right. WYX on 81.7 FM. We got good egg. We got screen cheese. Yeah, we're talking derby. We're grooving. D's in the house. We're hanging. Shelby's in the next room. And you're wherever you are. That's what WYXR is in Memphis. We'll talk a little bit more. We're going to dance. We're going to talk a little more.
From the back to the rear march. My name is the one some people call me the bone. Yeah. My name is the one some people call me the phone. Oh. And when I find a vacant booty, I move. I'm ready to spread.
Yeah, that's Mark Anthony, the Boogie Roller. Rest in peace, man. The Memphis Boogie Roller. What do y'all think about that song?
That was incredible.
It's an anthem. Boogie Rolling anthem.
It's the new song. I mean, I know it's an old song, but it's new to me, and I'm super excited. Gonna play it all the time now.
Well, you know, I don't know. I didn't know if y'all might need a theme song or something like that. You know, long live Mark Anthony, the Boogie Roller. He was not only, he played guitar while he rode on his roller skates.
Oh my gosh.
And he figured out that if he did his feet in a figure eight, he'd always be right on balance, and he could play his guitar and sing. And he worked at Crystal Palace, and he rode down Venice Beach, and he got discovered, and they put him in a music video, and it was amazing. And the song came back out in 2020 on a compilation, but unfortunately Mark Anthony passed away about a month or so ago. So just want to keep his memory alive, you know. Mm-hmm. share the song with whoever I can reach that might be into it. I actually have a copy of it that cracked, the 45, and I framed it, put it on my wall.
Oh wow, what a talented musician in person.
He loved physics too. He mm-hmm. was all about that figure eight. It was his thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his production company is called Lightspeed Productions.
Love that.
All right, back to you, Good Egg and Scream Cheese. Tell us more about the Derby event this weekend.
It's next weekend. It is the
Excuse me. Thank you very much.
It is the same day as Cooper Young Festival, a little bit later in the day. Shout out air conditioning, just saying that you will want to come by, get cooled off, watch some wrestling, watch some roller derby, watch some action, have a drink. It's at the Pipkin Building over on in Liberty Park, so only like a 10, maybe 15 minute walk down the street. We are super excited. We're going to have Lost Vegan Food Co. We're going to have Memphis Made. We're going to have
a bake sale. I run the bake sale, and I make those chocolate chip cookies, and they are bomb.com. All right. So let's go.
Turn up.
We're trying to raise some money with our baked goods. They are baker skater made, and we're excited about that. It is $20 for adults and $5 for youth, and it is going to be Saturday, September 13th, as Egg said, same day as Cooper Young Fest. But what's really cool is that we now are going to be combining both roller derby and wrestling. So two huge Memphis institutions, 901 Wrestling and Memphis Roller Derby. 901 Wrestling's at 3 p.m., roller derby's at 5. So you can get both events at the door.
Well, if you could, you know, a lot of people know the iconic wrestlers of the Memphis heritage. Can y'all shout out some of the iconic derby legends, those who maybe are mentors of yours or who just admire here or well off in the past?
I'm just going to shout out some of our current skaters that have been skating quite a while. We've got Xene and Don't Blink. And I'd say that they both have 10 plus years in the game. Em and I are kind of newer to the roller derby game, with both of us having less than 3 years of experience. So we need to be a little bit more knowledgeable about the history of our league. But, you know, we'd love for any alumni to come to the game and show us out.
Yeah, we've also got Midtown Mauler. We've got Muse. They've been there.
Muse of Brews, Midtown Mauler. That's true.
Long time. Mm-hmm. Teach us a lot, and they hit us really hard.
Yeah.
Dig that. No mercy. Well, thank you both for coming by and turning up my show, getting me in groove and getting me in gear. I'm going to roll on over next weekend.
Yes, please.
That's awesome. Sure. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Memphis Roller Derby. Thanks for having us.
Peace. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by Sound.